Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
I mean, if you're alluding to Jaylen Brown and Josh Hart last night, I don't know what to tell you. We'll get to that later. Never seen something like that outside of a football pile. All right, what do you want to do? Because apparently you and I are just, we're in space.
Haters is what some people would call us.
Yeah.
We're not on the train.
Yeah.
The queue line.
No, you mean the lazy, dishonest, boring train? No, I'm not. The train where John and Jim just sit around the campfire playing with their all-natural casing hot dogs. Yeah, no, you know what? I'm not interested. They did exactly what I told you they'd do. Go on the air, whoop it up, 14 wins.
And then they got defensive about it.
Because they know they're lying to their audience, and that's hard to look in the mirror.
Well, you know, I predicted it last year.
Congratulations. It's the only thing you got right last year. The bottom line is this. The Lions have the hardest schedule you could design. Two new coordinators, the hardest road schedule in the history of the NFL, factual. The fact that what, David, 9 times in league history, teams have gone above 14 wins?
That is correct.
Oh, and you're going to just go back-to-back doing it? Okay. Look.
Yeah, in your first 7 games, you're going to play 3 of the 4 best quarterbacks in the AFC. And we've all said the AFC has all the good quarterbacks in it, correct?
2 new coordinators, and you're down an all-pro defensive tackle till at least Halloween. So here's the deal. I mean, it's fine. But I don't know how you go out here rolling 13, 14 wins. I wouldn't, we could be on Philly radio today with a Lombardi trophy, unlike you. And I wouldn't go above 11. The league is designed for you not to have years like that. And if you don't look at the way that schedule played out last year, and despite your injuries, how garbage that schedule ended up, then I don't know what to tell you. But the over-under is 10.5, and that's where I want to have the conversation. A conversation that at least we attempt to be rooted in reality. Not coming on the air and telling you the way we want it to be, but the way we think it is. We all want the team to have a great year. And winning 11 games is nothing to sneeze at. It's the highest over-under in the league of 11. You have 10.5. I think 11-6, you could win the division. 11-6, you're assuredly in the playoffs. That's not being a hater,
no.
But I also don't do this show while gripping my balls. So if you want to have some honesty, we can do it. If you want someone dressed up like Diana Ross and a glitter ball, go listen to Mornings. But I can't sit here and just not be annoyed. There's no city in America you could pick 14 wins. None. Because you don't predict it, it happens. And once it happens, it doesn't happen again for decades. So I just, if it's okay with you guys on a gorgeous afternoon in Detroit, could we attempt to have just a modicum of reality? If you think the team's going to be amazing, why? The facts we are presenting and why it looks like 10 or 11 wins, those are facts. You lose both coordinators, very difficult to replace, often a major step back on at least
one side of the ball, if not both.
Right.
Fact, it's the second hardest schedule in the league. Fact, it's the hardest road schedule in NFL history. These are facts. Ali McNeil will not be here. At least the first, if you want to be optimistic, 6 weeks. Probably more. Those are facts. Mm-hmm. So what are yours? Because it's not hating to say a team might go 11-6. It's not hating to say you might be a better football team but have a worse record. Why? 15-2 wasn't real.
And I look at the fact that, facts, you're playing them against mobile QBs. That's been the Lions' Achilles heel since I've known Mike.
Oh,
since-
but go on the air and predict that Jaden Daniels will be hurt for that game like Mornings did. I can't. I just can't live this way. Like, I just can't.
When the least mobile QB you'll play to start the season is Patrick Mahomes, you're in a little bit of trouble. And you don't have McNeil to stop the middle of the thing. You have Aiden coming off of the injury, who I don't think will be 100% and ready to go. Yeah, you're going to have some problems trying to contain these guys. So, and then you have the, I don't know what the Ben Johnson factor, like, what is he coming in? Is he going to empty out the playbook in week two to just try to embarrass you in Ford Field? I don't know. But Caleb Williams, as bad as the Bears were on Thanksgiving, if they had a coach with half a brain cell, should have pulled off the upset or at least took it to overtime. But, you know, we all know what happened there. He got fired after the game. They're playing way too many mobile QBs. That's always been a problem for me because it was the mobile QBs and it was how many outdoor games in the cold. Well, good news is there's one final week of the season. But, man, we've all said the AFC quarterback has the best class of quarterbacks. AFC is the best quarterbacks. You're playing three of the only one you're not playing is Josh Allen, and we saw what he did at Ford Field last year. I don't think he broke a sweat. So I'm with you. I don't see the 14 wins. I don't see the 13 wins. This
I
is
don't
more
see
of
12
a
wins.
This is more of a you're gonna have to earn your spot. I don't think that the NFC North is just gonna be this roll over and scratch my belly division.
Who's bad in the North? Like, who's bad?
Your biggest question is Minnesota. They have all the weapons, but they got a rookie quarterback. So what's JJ going to do? You got a Packers team that went and they actually got better. You got, and the quarterback is healthy. You got the Bears, who has upgraded their offense and upgraded everything and went out and got Caleb some new toys. The coach that brought you all that offensive success, well, he's coaching that team now. And you don't think that he doesn't want to come in here and just the ultimate middle finger to you? Yeah, he does. Not that he's angry, just to show you, this was my team. I built this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
So I'm with you. I don't see that. I see a team that, man, they could be better, but they're going to struggle because the defense will not be there at the beginning of the season, and the league did not do you any favors.
But go ahead. Let's play the schedule game. Let's do it.
I'm just glad we could provide the morning show with content. Clearly they need it in between their endless news segments. Bottom line is, yeah, I don't work for Bally. I want the team to be good, but there's a lot of reasons they won't get close to 14, 15 wins again. Sorry, not sorry. So what do you make of the schedule? Rico, we had it yesterday, went through it. Immediately you went, wow, that's 10 or 11. That's really difficult. And the road games, I've never seen a road slate like that where I think it's six of the seven games. It's all playoff teams. It's all teams that won at least 11 games last year. It's really difficult. So you got, it's the hardest division in football plus the toughest road games. The coordinator thing bugs me. I just feel like people have whistled by the graveyard with that, but that's fine. Nine times out of 10, you're taking a step back with it. You lost them both. Mm-hmm. So let's hope the systems are in place. But yeah, no, I don't think you'll be as good. But David, go ahead. You tell me, 248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from the people on it. The schedule's out. You guys have probably seen it. Rico could read it to you. Over under in Vegas is 10.5. And I think Vegas is probably on point. I think 10 or 11 wins. They're on either side of that. You want to be a little optimistic? Yeah, 11 and 6. I'm okay with it. But the idea of 13, 14, that's rooted in thinking with the wrong head.
That's rooting in, you know what? Well, we did it last year, and a lot of things that you did, you caught a lot of breaks last year.
Doesn't mean anything.
I know.
That's rooted in Madden. When you can just press the reset button, oh, we lost, up, I can reset that, and up, we can do that game again. That's what it's rooted in.
Yeah, but
13, 14 wins, you cannot predict that. That's not how the NFL works. That's not what I've seen in the history of the NFL.
How many times have teams had 14
plus in the history of the NFL? Only 9.
Right.
And we had 2 last year, and before that was 2015.
But you're going to go back to back.
Going back.
Right. And David, think about it. You caught the breaks. The Texan game, you caught the break. The Rams game, you won the coin toss. You got the break. It's like the Thanksgiving Day game. Coach went brain dead. You caught the break. That is 3 games right there. So
hell, you caught a break in the Rams game. Should have been pass interference on Nacua. Then you win the toss in OT. Go down the field and score. Look, bottom line, just what are they going to do? Is the 10.5 marker accurate? That Las Vegas has said, you're a really good football team. You're second as far as win total at 10.5. The highest is 11 or 11.5. Go ahead. But I would love to know if anyone agrees with mornings. Apparently we're haters because we have a team going 11-6 or 10-7. Go ahead. Give me the rationale. I've given you mine. And if you don't like the facts I've brought up, that's fine, but you don't get to dislike facts. They're facts. What are yours? We're all on the same side. We want them to be damn good. But this is the cost of being a really good football team. You're going to be handed one of these schedules. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's responsible with what this team has going on to just do the Lego movie routine and scream everything's awesome and 14. How? I mean, in 2 years, you want me to predict that an NFL football team will go 28-6? No. Not even in the pre-salary cap era would I do that. No. Now, hey, you want to call up, tell me, guys, listen, 11 might be a little short. Here's 12. Here's why. Cool. I'll listen to you. But going on air and just predicting, oh, this quarterback will be hurt. This will happen here. I'm going, what is this?
Right, because what happens if your quarterback gets hurt? It's Hendon Hooker time.
Whatever. 248-539-9797. Schedule release. Rico can run through it briefly. First 6 weeks are kind of what grabbed everybody's attention. That's also a time period you won't have a Lee McNeil. But what do you make of it? And look, are we overselling the division? Division had a really good record last year, but it didn't win playoff games. If you think we're overselling it, you think they'll cruise through the division, give us the reasons. That's all this is.
6-0, 5-1.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.